Shall the woman leave her hat on when the man takes his off? Question number 119. What does Paul mean in 1 Corinthians 11 concerning the woman covering her head? Does not verse 15 show that the hair is her covering? Answer. But I would, says the Holy Spirit, have you know, that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. 1 Corinthians 11:3. Note the order in which divinity and humanity are linked: God, Christ, the man, the woman. Thus it is that every man praying, or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head God. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth, with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head the man, for that is even all one, as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn, that is, if a woman will not wear a hat, then let her cut off her hair. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered, let her wear a hat. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, forasmuch as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. 1 Corinthians 11 4-8. This scripture plainly teaches that a man ought to take his hat off when praying or prophesying, teaching the scriptures, while the woman should put hers on. One could not logically conclude from 1 Corinthians 11:15 that the woman's hair is the covering referred to. If such were the case, then logically the man should shave his head in order to make the distinction between the two. Moreover, if the woman's hair is the covering required, then why would the scripture say she is to wear it when praying or prophesying? What else could she do? And could she take off her hair covering when not praying, unless she wore a wig? The scriptures therefore make it clear that any religious occasion which requires the man to take his hat off requires the woman to put hers on.